You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'll take a few calls and hand things over to Barnes. I had an emergency meeting to go to with the shutdown of InfoWars with lawyers, but they're waiting 20 minutes from here. They're just going to have to wait. This is it's too important, and the future InfoWars is compared to this. You know, we got the Alex Jones Network set up, all that. But the point is that I can't do this without you. I sell you stuff that really works. We have that Faraday cage bag that protects your electronics. You can't be tracked with all the free gifts, the battle dagger, all the supplements. It's a $600 value for $249. If you're a VIP, it's below cost, $199. That's about to sell out in the next 48 hours. Free gifts in every order today. It could be an Alex Jones stress ball on the low end, to a knife, to a supplement. It's just an insane deal today. That's a 24-hour deal. Ends tonight at midnight, thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com. And the methylene blue, the bovine colostrum, the T3 is even better next to the very best iodine. It's all there. These are amazing products. I think our information is amazing. These products are amazing. And you can't lose your funding operation, tells the truth. So I want to thank all those that have supported and tell those on the fence you're really missing out. You saw J.P. Sears, big health nut, super good squats, like 600 pounds. And he's like, yeah, I took methylene blue, didn't do anything. I said, take mine. Bounced off the walls after an hour. Felt terrible. He was like sick when he came in. He was like, oh my God, this is insane. And by he said he was at 40%. He was at 80%. But after the show, he goes, oh my God, I feel even better than I felt. This is insane. Give me some bottles of it. It's that good, folks, because it's medical grade. Nobody has this. And methylene red is our proprietary. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Get yours now. It's discounted right now. And it sells in a couple days. With 30% off methylene red, methylene blue right now. Barnes, let's take a few calls. I'll move quick, and you'll have the floor here in the last 15 minutes, but the next 10 or so, I'll take these calls. I appreciate callers holding. I'm going to move quick, though, so just make your point to the next person. Thanks for holding. Tim in California's army on Iran. What's your take? Are we wrong? Are we right? What do you want to say?
Hello, Alex and Robert. You guys are absolutely correct on Iran. I think this has been the case for some time now. I think, Alex, unfortunately, your judgment of Trump has been clouded a bit because of your personal risk involved. And that's perfectly understandable. But he transitioned a long time ago. And the best thing
never go to war with Iran, with the other candidates, you know, with all the other idiots, you'd have World War III. So, but I know he also said the other thing. You're right. Listen, my stuff wasn't clouded. All I've gotten is persecution from Trump and no help. He did a lot of good stuff, so that's why I support him.
I understand. Yes, absolutely, Alex. You find no opponent in me for any of your judgment. Okay, I understand perfectly.
I'm going to war. I mean, I'm trying to stop this.
Well, that's what it's going to take. I mean, we can't depend on anybody else to come save us. Obviously, the Democrats are not going to do it. Who's it going to come down to? It's going to come down to the people. I wanted to just point out a couple of things. I am a former Army Reserve member. My MOS was 31 kilo combat signaler. So I signed up for the Army to serve my country, knowing that I had a big target on my back and I was willing to give my life. But at the time, I was not willing I was willing to do that, even though I did not agree with the war that was going on in Iraq at the time. And this one, what's happening right now, is 10 times worse than what was happening back then.
At least 10 times.
This government has been infiltrated from the inside. We need to accept that fact. My flag flies upside down right now, Alex. This is no joke, man. It is exactly what it looks like. They got us by the when it comes to this situation.
No, I agree. I'm going to jump because the time is right. So respect everybody else, but thank you. Listen, you're absolutely right. Israel's out in the open running this. And if Israel even thought a few paces out, it's not good for them, which is why every former intelligence chief is public and interviewed by Tucker Carlson against this. Netanyahu has a 14% approval rating, but using parliamentary manipulation stays in power. Robert Barnes.
Yeah, absolutely. The Israel lobby has lost its course. It's lost its sense of direction, its moral center, its mental center. And we cannot be dragged into this suicidal, genocidal conflict by this lunatic lobby for a foreign nation. And that poses an imminent and the greatest threat to the peace and prosperity, the safety and security of the American people is the nation of Israel. It is not the nation of Iran. That is the reality of where we currently stand. And it's one we have to confront. It's one we've got to correct. Because if we don't, the whole world may end up aflame for the nightmare apocalyptic visions of the Greater Israel Project or their Christian Zionist corrupt pals like Paula White, a corrupt televangelist who misuses and abuses God's word to line her pockets. That's who these people are. They're liars and fakes and phonies and frauds, endangering the American people, endangering the Constitutional Republic, endangering the whole world.
And that's totally true. And it's a guy up against the wall that staged October 7th, stood down, who wants to stay in power. It's completely out of his mind. Lee in Arkansas, Marine on the situation. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. I'm actually in Kansas, not Arkansas. But
I'm sorry, I read it wrong. Go ahead.
That's all right. So I voted for Trump 3 times. And, well, here's my opinion on all this. If he's in the mood of firing people, he needs to fire the person who talked him into this idea that attacking Iran like this is a good idea. Get rid of whoever is in his administration. This is not the Trump I voted for. I even voted for him as a Democrat because I did not like Hillary Clinton back then and still don't. But they have gotten us to the point where, yes, Iran cannot have nuclear weapons, but I don't think they really thought this fully through when they started it. Whoever told him it was a good idea, get rid of him. And I just wanted to call and give you my opinion on it.
I agree. It says on screen you said Trump has switched out. What do you mean by that? By the way, neighborhoods in Lebanon, entire areas of cities, just carpet bombing hundreds of houses at a time, just killing everybody. Christians, Muslims, you name it. Go ahead.
Yeah, and, you know, this is a complete 180 from what he was saying during his campaigns. There was no more wars. We got to get out of the Middle East. And now he's picking a fight with and just carpet bombing neighborhoods.
And employees are going to drop nukes tomorrow.
So here's my conspiracy theory. Is that really Donald J. Trump? Or did they switch him out with somebody? Because if you look at what he's involved with, especially when it comes to Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, all kinds of pictures together. And if you look at the pictures and then who's sitting in Texas right now, that is, in my opinion, is not Ghislaine Maxwell.
Doesn't look like her. Thank you. Yeah, Barnes. I mean, you hear, we're not screening these calls. Just your name, your number, clean phone call. Name, your name, and you want to say where you're calling from. No one is supporting this. That's what I get on the screen. Trump says 100% support. You see him today? He's like 100% everybody loves him.
That's the delusional state of mind he's in. A lot of people in the Fox News boomer con world are in that world. They think it's the greatest ever military achievement.
Oh, they know the only way to get through to Trump is Fox News.
Yeah, exactly. And Murdoch has, you know, sort of become, he's under mind control effectively. But to the caller's point, absolutely correct. We're seeing a different Trump. But there's a reason why it has been a common theme in great tragedies, in films, in cinema, in histories, the good king that goes mad. That's what we have in President Trump. He has gone King Lear mad. The reason why that trope has such effect is because it has so much historical legitimacy. That usually these are good kings. You know, Game of Thrones, about a good king that goes crazy. That goes insane.
This is a well-known phenomenon. They finally cracked the pressure. Great point. Matt in Virginia, Army on Iran. Go.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Alex and Robert, I want to thank you for your continued strategic-level leadership. You guys are spot on. I've got some experience with deep operations. That's cross-forward line of troop joint-shaping operations. That's both with fixed-wing, rotary-wing attack platforms, even including some unmanned systems. Also, a little bit of experience with national security strategy work, most relevantly to this discussion. I flew some multilateral operations targeting Iran, and I am highly concerned. Regarding Trump, sleep deprivation is real, and we often will say tongue-in-cheek, sleep deprivation is the best drug on the market.
And I've been told by Ray McGovern and so many top CIA briefers that on purpose they keep presidents up with crises to control them.
Yeah, absolutely, Alex. I mean, in the Department of War, we actually have a fighter management program. So if you're fighting exquisite materiel, you are required to get so much sleep. Also, they do that for command nodes, too. They want commanders to have
they do it for 18-wheeler drivers.
Yes. And that's because your judgment is impaired, your hand-eye coordination is impaired. But in this case,
all my bad decisions are after 8 or 9 at night. I make horrible decisions.
Correct. So that's regarding Trump. Regarding Israel, Alex, I think you had a very prophetic comment about Israel thinks it's powerful because they're willing to do the unthinkable acts. And when you said that, I envisioned Colonel Walter E. Kurtz off of Apocalypse Now talking about the strength of the VC for lopping off the arms of the inoculated children.
And it shot him in the brain like a diamond bullet.
Exactly. And I think, in this international community right now, there are no more isolated wars like that, right? And this is fought in the global public. And that kind of those kind of barbaric acts, it breaks down coalitions, it breaks down trust and confidence. And one of our three major pillars of national security is values. And so 33% of that is just being rapidly eroded.
Losing our soft power. Already in Global Gallup poll, we are now more unpopular than communist China the first time ever.
Yeah, absolutely, Alex. I also want to talk about the reckless nature of some of these press conferences. So, Ratcliffe accurately characterized the snowman left behind code practiced by the armed forces. And that is vitally important, by the way, to continue, putting young men and women in harm's way. However, the way that they describe these force packages in any capacity has operational security implications. Iran is fairly sophisticated and more concerning. They're being fed, capabilities
from the Russians and Chinese.
Exactly. And that's allowing them to create an effective defense targeting certain capabilities, right? So it's the whole capabilities and vulnerabilities discussion, which you protect both of those from the adversaries, and we are not doing that.
I can talk to you all day. I got to jump. We got to go fast. I want Barnes to have some final comments here. Rick in South Carolina, then Mike, that's it. Go ahead, Rick.
Hello. I am so disappointed in Trump. I voted for him 3 times. I see the biggest problem we have is the synagogue of Satan. I'll say it. It's the synagogue of Satan. It's Netanyahu. And Trump has been on his knees polishing his knob, and he needs to get up and get back to America.
Go ahead. Get more.
I just think that's our biggest problem. And Trump is losing his brains, and we need to get Vance in there because Trump's not going to do any good for us.
Yeah, the question is, how do you do that? Thanks for the call. I want to comment, Barnes. We'll take one more call from Mike, and you take over.
The Israel lobby has taken over the president's mind in foreign policy and now effectively our domestic policy by extension. And has weaponized the State Department for censorship codes. He's talking about threatening journalists today. He's saying anybody who, outed the fact that there was that we were lying about a second person being in loose, that he wants to go after that journalist. Well, it's an Israeli journalist whose source was likely Bibi Netanyahu. So if you want to go after the source, go after Bibi Netanyahu. But that mindset's not a good mindset. Start censoring people, to start threatening journalists, to start all of that path. He's going full Israeli. He's going full Bibi. And full Bibi is a very dangerous place for him to be. A very dangerous place for the world to be.
That's right. Last call, then Mark takes over in the final 10 minutes. Mike in Texas, Third Recon. I guess that's Marines, I'm guessing. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. A majority of the callers that have called in are full of crap. I'm going to tell you exactly how this is going to go. I'm former operations staff NCOIC for Third Recon. I'm going to tell you exactly what's going to happen. A lot of this stuff going on is diversion. The eye on the prize are the heights above the Straits of Hormuz. What's going to happen is you're going to have 2 battalions of the 82nd Airborne land and gain control of those, the heights. And then you're going to bring Army rifle battalions in there to secure it. Meanwhile, the Marines are going to take the islands in the Straits. It's a 72-hour operation. After that's done, the Gulf Cooperation Council puts their troops in there to hold it. The oil starts flowing, and then we slow roll the rest of Iran.
And what happens when the Iranians, using their other bases, hit those targets?
That's what this diversion is about, Alex. The president talking about nuking and all of this is to get those Revolutionary Guard Corps away from the heights above the Straits of Hormuz. This is all
diversionary stuff. You don't think they don't know the Straits the target?
They're going to defend the rest of the country. They're going to pull their troops out of there. We're going to hit it, and that's going to be the end of this war. You guys downplaying this, you're wrong. You're just dead wrong.
Oh, I thought the war was going to last 3-4 days.
You're wrong. You're dead wrong tactically, Alex, and you don't. Your sources are crap.
Yeah, I got really bad sources.
How do you how do you stop the underwater drones from hitting the ships? How do you stop the boats from hitting the ships? How
do you hit the Gulf Cooperation Council's Navy has been doing for the last 10 years? They've got the technology to do this. It's all going to be done in one strike, but we've got to get diversionary bombing. This whole thing about retrieving the pilot is a diversion, because Special Forces is creating diversions with this uranium recovery stuff. We're going to hit the Straits of Hormuz. We're going to take control.
No, I agree. The uranium thing is a diversion. This is an insane plan if it was real, but still a major gamble.
It's going to happen. So you guys, being these naysayers, it's because you don't understand the tactical situation. That's what's going to happen. The war is going to end. There's not going to be any nuclear Armageddon.
The issues with that is people like Joe Ken have laid out.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Mike. Hope you're right. Think you're going to be wrong. Barnes, take over the last 8 minutes. Great job. You're back Thursday. You're going to be at 4 o'clock on with Harrison Smith. The War Room coming up in about 7, 8, 10 minutes. You got the final comments. Robert Barnes, very much tuned to your podcast. God bless you.
Glad to be here. So to respond to that last caller, we'll lay out the way that people like Colonel Douglas McGregor served in President Trump's first administration, has long extensive experience, including in the Middle East, that Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Davis served extensively in both the Middle East and Afghanistan, focused on logistics, people like former National Counterterrorism Center Director Joe Kent. Just to give some examples, you can find others online, people like Armchair Warlord, who served in the U.S. military and provides a wide range of ongoing commentary, that they identify the principal problems with the idea that you can militarily open the strait as follows. First, you need to be able to prevent Iran from using any ballistic missiles to attack any of the shipping going in and out of the Straits of Hormuz, to the satisfaction of both the ship owners and the insurers. Second, because if the insurers won't insure, then no ship is moving, no matter who is in control of the islands or the mountains around the strait. Second, that you need to have the ship owners have confidence that they're not risking their members' lives by gambling on whether the U.S. actually has complete 100% control. President Trump said we had 100% control of the skies, and we just saw at least a half dozen planes and helicopters go down to the ground just this past weekend after he said that. So you're going to have extraordinary confidence that they cannot use their ballistic missiles to hit any of the ships. Then you have to have complete confidence that they cannot use their drones to hit any of those ships. This includes above-ground drones and underwater drones. You have to be convinced that they cannot use any simple artillery and other means from the 800-kilometer coastline that surrounds the Straits of Hormuz from Iranian positions in the cliffs that surround the Straits of Hormuz on the Iranian side. It's almost all mountains and cliffs, easy places to hide all kinds of weapons. If you doubt the effectiveness of this, see no less than the Houthis, who are a tiny scale version of the Iranians, who we, the United States, could not stop from hitting ships in the Red Sea. Who are also, by the way, threatening to close that Red Sea if attacks escalate against the Iranians, which would be another 10% of all the gas and oil supply in the world, including the ones the Saudis are currently using. So you got to shut down the missiles, shut down the drones, shut down the ammunition and other attacks from the cliffs, but not just that. You also have to shut down their fast boats, many of them suicide boats, that are in these underwater caves along those same cliffs, meant to take out various ships whenever they want. Then you got to take out their underwater mini subs, which are all still fully present. Then you've got to take out all of their underwater drones, which they also have and have already used successfully to take out these ships. So you've got to take out their over-air missiles, their air missiles, their air drones, and their artillery, and take out their underwater drones, take out their underwater mini subs, and take out the boats that they have that can attack. And that's along an 800-kilometer coastline. And you've got to do so with just having soldiers placed on islands and on cliffs. The almost everyone that has evaluated this militarily disagrees with the caller and says it cannot be done. That's what the conclusion is of Colonel McGregor, Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Davis, and National Counterterrorism Director Joe Kent. But they're all of whom have extensive experience in the military, in the Middle East, and have studied this precise subject extensively and expansively. It's further proven by our inability to completely reopen the Red Sea whenever we wanted, when we couldn't even take out the much more impoverished, much smaller, much less well-equipped Houthis in Yemen. Now let's take a look at why we can't take out their missiles, why we can't take out their drones. They build them underground. They store them underground. They fire them from underground, deep underground that can survive even nuclear missile attacks and bunker buster attacks. They have independent sources of energy, so they do not depend on the power grid for continuing to operate. Look at our own statements. We went from saying 100% ballistic missiles destroyed to 95%, to 90%, to 80%, to 70%, to 50%, when the honest answer is we have no clue. They can continue building these ballistic missiles underground. They can continue building these drones underground. Consequently, our capacity, this is a country of more than 90 million, a country that is four times the size of Iraq, that it would take up almost all of Western Europe if you were to superimpose it on a map. It is a very mountainous country that is difficult to maneuver in any circumstance, least of all in this circumstance. So this is why we cannot take out their ballistic missile capacity. We cannot take out their drone building capacity. We can't take out their launching capacity of ballistic missiles or drones. Drones have taken out $500 million and $1 billion radars throughout the Gulf Coast, that they are bombing some planes that are worth as much as $500 million while they sit on the tarmac. Anybody pretending you can send in a few troops, that those troops could secure that land, that those troops could maintain logistical supplies throughout to be able to continue to occupy that land, that they could protect themselves from drone attacks themselves or missile attacks themselves, is already living in a la-la land. But you compound it when you are pretending that you can prevent Iran from ever using ballistic missiles, drones, above ground or underwater, along an 800-kilometer coastline, much of which could be fired from deep inside Iran. It doesn't need coastal control to do it. Pretending they don't need the islands to be able to shut down the Straits of Hormuz. They don't need control of all of the cliffs to be able to shut down the Straits of Hormuz. All they need is a drone, a ballistic missile, a underwater mini sub, a underwater drone that a major insurer, Lloyd's of London, or a major sea captain says is too much of a risk to be able to do it. That's why it is a pipe dream. It is an illusion to believe we can militarily solve the problem of Iran. The reality is the only solution is a diplomatic one. It is a political one. It is one we should have executed a long time ago. It is time for American troops to come home. We are a republic, not an empire. John Quincy Adams said on July 4th in the 1820s, one of our founding fathers, America does not go abroad searching for monsters to destroy. It is time to return, as Pat Buchanan said many decades ago, back to a constitutional republic, not an empire. We need to return home, return our boys home, and focus on home. Focus on building our bridges back. Focus on building our economy back. Focus on securing the safety of our Americans at home from the threat of crime and illegal immigration and woke ideology and the like. That's what America First means. That's what America First meant. That's what the president needs to do. He needs to divorce his Israeli lobby mistress and remarry in return to his OG MAGA wife, America First wife. Then America can be safe, America can be secure, and America can be strong again.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies, the delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact? Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health. With Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.